Is your mom in the room?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
She's very impressive in this movie, as you probably already know. A lot of us are also film critics, and I know for one that when I write my critique, I'm going to say that you steal a lot of the scenes in the movie.
Thank you very much. That's very kind.
But one of the things that was obvious to us as viewers is that there was a great kind of rapport that you had with each of your lead actors.
Mm.
So I'd love to know what it was like the first time you came and met Ryan, because he was there for your audition.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened on set that allowed you to have such a good relationship
mm-hmm.
with both Ryan and with Russell?
Well, when I first met Ryan, he was at my audition, and I was quite intimidated because I thought, oh my goodness, you know, he's a Hollywood star, you know, he's done these really famous films, and so I was a little bit scared, especially because there was a camera on me and lights, and anyway... he just made it so much easier and so much more fun because he's such an easygoing guy and so lovely, and he's got a great sense of humor. And so I met up with him before the shoot, and we carved pumpkins together for Halloween. So that was a lot of fun, and we just ate lunch and chatted, and I got to know him quite well over the shoot. And people say, oh, you know, Ryan Gosling, you know, that's really crazy. And I think, yeah, but really, he's just a normal guy. And that's what, I just know him as Ryan. So he made it really easy for me to fit in on set.
Then with Russell?
With Russell, I met him in the screen test. So I was in costume, and I was quite intimidated by him because he's really tall and obviously super famous, especially in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
But... also, you know, it was just great. He's also got a great sense of humor, and he was really kind to me, and it was just amazing watching him work because he's fantastic and he's got real presence when he walks into the room. So it was great to learn from them both.
Had you known that Ryan was a child star himself, and did he have advice for you?
Yes, I had known that, I think, yeah. And he told me to just be myself, I guess, and not get caught up in it, which is really good advice, I think.
How would you describe your character?
Holly is strong, independent, and a little bit sassy, as it says on the poster. And she's quite mature, and she takes care of her dad, and she does this because she really loves him, even though... he feels guilty for the fire and the death of her mother. Yeah.
So did you actually get to drive a car, and did you know how to drive before this?
I had no idea how to drive, and I did not drive, thank goodness. it would have been catastrophic if I had. They attached a little buggy on the end of the car, and a stuntman drove the car, so the steering wheel didn't do anything. I could just do this, which is great.
Well, it was like the hardest scene that you always remember, like the scene that you like the most in the movie, that you had most fun. Or...
The scene that I was most excited about was the scene with Matt, where I get to hold a gun, and I was interested to see how it would work on set because it was a real gun and it was really heavy, and I was just interested to see what they did on set to ensure that everything was safe. But, I mean, I loved every bit of it. I was excited to go to set every single day, which I think shows that it was just a fantastic atmosphere and a great set to work on.
Now, you use some language that maybe your mom may not want you to use in real life.
Yep.
Did you two discuss this in advance of... because you know what's in the script.
Yeah.
So how was that handled in terms of a life lesson?
Well, in year 7 and 8, I was infamous at school for not swearing at all. And I would never, ever swear, and I would tell people off for swearing. I'm not like that now. I mean, I don't really care. But I don't swear. It's just not something I do. And when I do, it just gives real power, so people step back. But
I know what you mean.
So yeah, it was quite a lot of fun actually to be someone else and, you know, be a bit more sassy and out there, because I'm not like that in real life.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was cool.
Can you talk about working with your director, Shane Black? What
mm-hmm.
was he like?
He was great to work with. He's just got a great energy about him, and every time I would come onto set, he'd greet me and he'd be like, yes, okay, let's do this, let's do this scene, it's going to be great. So he was just a great person to work with as a director.
How are you finding the whole Hollywood merry-go-round? Is it, I mean, how are you coping with suddenly being thrust into the limelight?
It's quite crazy. The day before I started shooting, actually the night before, I freaked out completely and I was rolling on the floor and just screaming out, I'm going to be in a movie with Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe, this is crazy! And I just sort of had a fit of giggles because I didn't know how to cope with the idea that I was going to be in this huge Hollywood movie, and I was terrified but excited at the same time.
Do you have some good friends that kind of keep your feet on the ground?
Yes, definitely. I have awesome friends. They know who they are. They're just fantastic. And they definitely keep me grounded. Definitely.
Don't you think it's harder for you? Because you still have to do school at the same time that you're performing, right?
Correct. I had a tutor on set. And I had the best tutor. She was amazing. And all my teachers back at home are really understanding. And I would just email them and send them work. And technology these days, I mean, it makes it so much easier to communicate all over the world. So I was quite lucky in the fact that I had a good tutor and good teachers, and I actually found it kind of calming just to get off set and do schoolwork, because it's what I'm used to and it's what I know.
Are you 13 like the character in the movie?
In the movie I was 13, and I turned 14 over the break, and now I'm 15.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that Shane Black told us was that they were very surprised when you came to your audition and you spoke in an American accent. And they were going to each other and going, is this the girl from Australia? You can make a mistake here. So I'm curious, how easy is it for you to adopt an American accent, and whether that was part of the fun of creating a new character? It gave you something that was totally removed from yourself.
Yeah, it was great. I loved being Holly. I loved being someone else. It was a lot of fun, and the American accent was part of that. And I found it quite easy because we have a lot of American media and film and TV in Australia. So that made it so much easier just to learn it and practice it. And especially when I was in America and everybody around me was American, it made it so much easier.
Was there a lesson that you learned from acting, like, around these guys, like Russell, Ryan, Matt? Like, what did you learn? Something that you always that you will always remember, like something that you learned on set.
I should always line up for my own close-up so that they get the lighting right to my skin tone. So, there you go. Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. What are you hoping for next?
So I'm in year 10 now. I definitely want to finish school. I recently finished shooting Jasper Jones in Australia, which is based on an Australian book, fantastic book by Craig Sylvie. And that will be coming out January. So I'm really excited for that. And at the moment, after all of this craziness is over, I'm going to go home and get stuck into school. And I'll just keep auditioning for things. And if something comes up, if it's a great opportunity, then I will take it.
What about a sequel to this film? Because I know Shane Black would like that to happen at some point in the future. Is that something that you've actually talked to him about?
No, I haven't talked to him about it, but I've thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
I've thought, yeah, that would be awesome just to be back with all the people and to have that experience all over again. That would be fantastic.
And maybe 2 or 3 years from now, right? So there's a whole...
Exactly.
Different kind of feeling in the in the movie.
In the 80s, maybe.
What do you listen to? Like, tell us more about you. Like, do you like Justin Bieber, One Direction? what do you like to listen to?
So I really love music. I play the violin, which I love playing.
Oh, wow.
I listen to pop music obviously, I love Taylor Swift. all my friends told me that if I meet Taylor Swift, I have to call them at that exact moment so they can meet her too. so I'm hoping for that. I like listening to soundtracks to movies. So when I watched The Nice Guys, I thought, wow, like, it's just made 10 times better by the music. And I love how music can change the mood of something. It can change the mood of a scene. So once the soundtrack is available on iTunes, I'm definitely going to get that.
So you like 70s kind of funk music?
Yeah, it's just something different to listen to, something cool.
That's the music of my childhood. So I'm excited by that.
Yeah, I also love listening to the Harry Potter soundtrack. I just think all of it, it's just so cool. And the Inception soundtrack as well. Yeah.
You said you're going back to school after all of this. Because of this type of movie that you just made, are you interested in finding out more about film noir?
About what, sorry? Sorry?
This type of film, which is film noir, the kind of a style.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I'll have to look at more films, because when I was quite young when I filmed it, so, and it was only 2 years ago, but still, I consider myself quite young then. So definitely, yeah, I really like this genre. It's not something I would go and see at the movies because just all the blood and the guts, it makes me shiver. But yeah, I think it would definitely be something to look into, yeah.
What did you learn about the 1970s that you didn't know before?
I learnt that flared pants are not a joke in the 70s. They are an actual thing that people wore.
Because
my entire costume was flared pants. I wore flared pants every single day. So, yeah, that's what I learned.
Bell-bottoms?
Is that what you call them here? Bell-bottoms?
Bell-bottoms?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes. That's what we call them anyway in the 70s. So
okay.
I can't believe I wore that stuff.
Flare.
I'm ashamed of myself.
Flare,
yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
It was not a great era for fashion. But now it becomes comedy when you see it in a movie like
this. Yeah. I don't think what I wore was terrible.
No.
I did like it. It's not anything I would wear now. But it was fun just to put on a costume. Yeah.
Cool.
Anybody got it?
Just to say congratulations. Well done for the film.
Mm-hmm.
You're wondering about what you'll do in the future. I think you've got a very bright future ahead of you, so you don't need to worry about
that.
Thank
you so much.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks.
More acting, huh?
I hope so.
Is that something that actually does appeal to you in terms of making this a profession, or is it something that you just want to see how it evolves before you get hung up on it or focused on it?
Yeah. At the moment, I'm focused on school. So school and acting are my top priorities. I love acting, and I'd love to do more of it. But if it doesn't work out, then I get that, and I don't want to get too obsessed with it because I think that creates a lot of negative energy around the subject. So I hope I stay grounded and that I remember that Hollywood isn't the best thing in the world and it's not how I could achieve happiness.
Now,
so.
Both of your parents are in the theater in Perth, is that correct?
Yeah.
Does working on stage interest you, or have you already done it in some of the work?
I have done some work on stage. I did a play with the family, which I really enjoyed. But the thing I love about film is that I can do it over and over again if I get it wrong. So I'm a perfectionist. I don't like making mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I like film, because I can do it again.
Cool.
Who are some of your favorite actors and actresses?
I really like Emma Stone.
Mm-hmm.
I love some of the work that she's done. I really admire Emma Watson as well, because she started acting when she was quite young and she managed to finish school and she got a degree at Brown University. So I think that she's someone I really look up to because of her equal rights passion and movement, and also her sustainable fashion, which she wore on the Met, to the Met Ball,
mm-hmm.
really recently. So I really admire her.
So college in your plans, like her?
I think so, yeah. I'd like to go to university. There are some great universities in Melbourne and maybe overseas too, yeah.
Since you mentioned, if Hollywood doesn't work out, what have you thought about what the subject group you would go follow?
Yeah, I really like fashion and design.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is why I mentioned Emma Watson's fashion, because I think sustainable fashion is really important. This skirt I'm wearing now is from Aura Ethical Fashion, and it's all ethically and sustainably sourced. So I think it's really important, and design is something that I really like.
Fantastic.
Cool. How did you get your... you had an audition tape that you sent?
Mm-hmm.
How did that all happen?
So when I get... when I get an audition from overseas, I will tape it at my agent's office and then we'll send it. And with the Nice Guys, I taped one and sent it. And I got a call back, so I taped another one and sent it. And then for my final audition, they actually flew me to LA, which was crazy because it was a 3-day trip. And the jet lag was awful. But I did it, so...
kind of paid
and
off.
I'm glad I did. Yep.
And you had an American accent in your auditions, too?
Yes, I auditioned with an American accent, but when I met the directors and writers, I just stayed in an Australian accent because that's who I am. Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, guys.
Have fun.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's
getting on winter. It's getting on winter where you in Australia.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,